discussing yesterday various aspects of Hidur Mitzvah, especially how it relates to Ner Chanukah, Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Regarding Hidur Mitzvah generally, we pointed out two very different ways of understanding Hidur Mitzvah. To what extent is it considered to be an independent kiyum, or do we assume that Hidur Mitzvah is considered to be an inherent part of each and every mitzvah? If a person doesn't perform a mitzvah, bihidura, can one argue that there is something lacking in that particular mitzvah? Not just simply that he didn't fulfill, right, the secondary kiyum of Zekeli Van Veil. Rashi writes in Sukkot of Chotes, when it comes, for example, to Lulav Yavesh, the reason that Lulav Yavesh is possible is because Zekeli Van Veil, the fact that it renders the mitzvah that possible, again, seems to indicate that it's an inherent part of the mitzvah. It's not just simply that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Hidur, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. When the Gemara tells us, for example, in Sukkah, the need to take the Dalet Minim Derek Gedilosan, you have to hold them the way that they grow, the Bahag writes, because that is also Zekeli Van Veyu, and that's not a Dinah Chathila. The Gemara writes that Hafchalo Yatsa, if you hold it upside down, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So you see that it's very possible that Hidur Mitzvah is an inherent part of the mitzvah itself. And we pointed out that this is also evident in the argument of the Ritva, right, in Sukkah, right, on Daf Yud Aleph. There the Gemara tells us the following, that Lulav Tzarech Eged is necessary, but that is only a din l'chadchila. So the Ritva writes, we've discussed this several times as well, that you see apparently that Hidur Mitzvah is only Drabanan. Because if indeed it would be Daraisa, how can you argue that b'dievet you are Yotze? Because the Ritva writes, you don't find dinim Daraisa that are in fact l'chadchila. If you would understand Hidur Mitzvah as being a separate kiyum, then one could answer the kasha of the Ritva very simply. The Hidur Mitzvah really, perhaps, is Daraisa. The reason it's not l'ikuva, your Yotze, is because it's a separate mitzvah. And Hidur Mitzvah is not ma'akev dikar mitzvah, not because it's Darabanan, but rather simply because it's an independent kiyum. From the argument of the Ritva, it would appear that Hidur Mitzvah is understood as being part of the mitzvah. And that's why the Ritva has to argue the only reason that it's l'chadchila, not b'di'eved, is because Hidur Mitzvah is drabana. Because in Lamdas, Hidur Mitzvah is an inherent part of each and every mitzvah, even if it's only as a mitzvah mubchar, even if it's only a din l'chadchila. Even if one should assume that Hidur Mitzvah generally is a mitzvah klalis, and it's not considered to be an inherent part of each and every mitzvah, one certainly could argue that this is not true regarding Ner Chanukah. After all, it would appear that Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin is not necessarily simply Zekeli Van Veo Yisnala from the mitzvahs, but perhaps this is part of the Ikar HaTakana of Hadlaka Saneros. Usually when we think of Hidur Mitzvah, generally speaking, it's an approach to mitzvahs. I have a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah, which is Mahudar, Sukkah, Na Lulav, Na Shofar, Na. Usually don't find Pratei HaMitzvah that are a result of Hidur Mitzvah. Usually it just simply means the mitzvah has its Hagdara, and then above and beyond that, do it in a beautiful fashion. But here, the fact that the Hadlaka has to be Keneged, Kol Yishubeso, Keneged Yom Yotzim, Yom Nechnasim, Ner L'Cholechad V'Yechad, perhaps that seems to indicate that the Hidur Mitzvah is considered to be inherent, either because this is true of Hidur Mitzvah B'Cholot Harakula, or even if it's not, perhaps one cannot equate Hidur when it comes to Chanukah to other particular cases. If you look, for example, the Rama writes in Tafrei Shayin Aleph that this is one of the mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore even an Ani is obligated to participate in Ner Chanukah as well, even if it means that one is Mocher Ksuso. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Daled. Generally speaking, even though when it comes to other mitzvahs, and Mevazveis, Ayuvazveis Yosem Michomesh, but yet when it comes to this aspect of Pirsum Hanes, everyone is obligated to participate even in Ani. If you look in Bir Halacha and Tafrei Shayin Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly that this halacha, that even an ani hamafarnis min hatzadaka has to be choz al apsachim, or even mocher ksuso, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah writes as a davar pashat that should only apply to the ikar hamitzvah. When it comes to hidur mitzvah, so therefore, then we can apply the general principle of hamavazveis ayuvazveis yoser michomesh. But if you look in the Rambam, this is the diuk of the Hor Sameach, perhaps that is not true. Hor Sameach has a very brief comment in Perek Dalet Halachi and Beis of Hilchos Chanukah, that from the Rambam it would appear that even from Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, And ani hamafarnes min hatzadok is obligated to be chozel apsachim or even mochares suso. Apparently, you see at least when it comes to the case of Ner Chanukah, according to the Diuk of Or Sameach, that again, this is not considered to be right a separate kiyum, where hidra mitzvah is governed by the dinim of mitzvos daraisa drabanu b'chol haTorah kula, but it has the characteristic of Ner Chanukah itself. And if there's a halacha of anani who's chozer al apsachim, that would even apply to mahadrin min hamahadrin as well. In fact, when the Mechaber writes in Tafrei Shayin Vav, the Seder HaHadlaka. So, we always assume, as the Mechaber writes, that you light the new Ner first. After all, that shows tonight's Nes, so to speak, the extension of the Hadlaka. And the Gon disagrees, and the Gon maintains that it's not true, that one should light what is the first candle, not right, the newest night, but rather a person should go ahead and light the rightmost candle first. And the Gon writes as follows, because after all, that new candle is not the Ikar Mitzvah, that new candle is the addition, that is the Hidr Mitzvah, and therefore the initial Bracha, right, and the Maisa Hadlaka should be on the Ikar Mitzvah, should not be on the Hidr itself. We discussed the Rabbi Kiveger and Shuvah Yud Gimel, whether you can even make a Bracha on the element of Hidr Mitzvah. So therefore, that was the practice of the Gaon, to go ahead and to light the right candle first. Again, Pashur Pshat, one could argue, when one is Madlik, let's say, certainly indoors, the first candle that you light is going to be the Ikar Mitzvah of Neri Shubesa, regardless of whether it's to the right or whether it's to the left. Just realize the Gaon was lighting some of Lepesa. And as such, the position seems to indicate which is the additional Ner as opposed to which is the Ikar HaNer, because after all, you're positioning the menorah, which is some of Lepesa. Right, not every ner is going to be at that tefach hasamach lepesach. The ikar ner will be, but the other neros, as they continue out, will not necessarily. And therefore, again, perhaps given that position, that the placement of the menorah already indicates that this is the ikar ner, this is the hidur, that's part of the reason that the Gon writes that a person should go ahead and light, right, the first candle first, as opposed to that which is new. Again, the Gon distinguishing between that which is the ikar and that which is hidur, and to make sure the brach is chal in that particular fashion. The Ramah also writes, right, the following chumrah. One of the first sugyas, right, in Shabbos regarding Ner Chanukah is the case of Bizui Mitzvah and Madlikin Miner Laner. Asali Ishtamish Liora, that you can't go ahead and utilize the Ner Chanukah for other purposes. Is one allowed to go ahead and to light just simply from one Ner to the next? So Mikra Hadin, the Gemara writes that one can go ahead and do so, to be Madlik Miner Laner. But the Ramah writes the following halach and Tafrei Shayin Dalet. But what exactly does that mean, Madlikin Miner Laner? What are you going to do? Let's assume, for example, two Balabatim are lighting. And in such a case, you're dealing with an instance where each person who's lighting is fulfilling the Ikar HaMitzvah. So I understand, Madlikin Miner Laner means you're going from an Ikar to an Ikar. Or let's assume Madlikin Miner Laner means you're lighting candle 3 and using that from candle 2. In such a case, that's a Hidra candle to a Hidra candle. But the Ramah writes as follows, that one has to be careful, even though Mikra Hadin Madliki Miner Laner, not to go ahead and to light from candle 1 to candle 2. After all, because candle 1 is the Ikar Mitzvah, candle 2 is considered to be the Hidra Mitzvah, and for that separate Kiyum of Hidra, that is considered to be a Bizui Mitzvah. Right? Because after all, there certainly is a different level of Kiyum HaMitzvah, from the Ikar to the Hidra. And therefore, we wouldn't apply, in that circumstance, the concept of a madlikin miner laner. There's even a comment that Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha raise as follows. The Ramah writes, in the very end of Tafrei Shayin Hei, that as when it comes to mitzvahs generally, right, the Ner Chanukah also is one of the mitzvahs where there is a chiyuv of chinuch. And therefore, mechanchim es haktanim. And therefore, the Ramah writes, after all, realize the Ramah's minog like based on the Rambam, or as an extension of the Rambam, was that everyone is lighting individually. So therefore, the Ramah writes that Mishum Chinuch, Ktanim should also do so as well. Right? It's interesting. If you assume, let's say the Rambam, Kamen Neros Hu Madlik, one could question. The Neros that you're lighting, Kaminyan Anshe Beso, who exactly does that include? Does it include Ktanim? Does it not include Ktanim? Maybe Poshav Shad, one could argue yes. The Bir Halacha quotes the Meiri that writes it only includes Gedolim. That the Kamenerus Umadlik, the Meiri writes, means how many are chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's the correspondence of the Hadlaka of labalabayis. But the Ramah simply says that we're lighting individually in any case, so therefore, right, even ketanim should go ahead and do so as well. And there the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discuss, right, is it sufficient for the purpose of chinuch simply to have a single nair? Or do we assume that Hidur Mitzvah demands that the ketanim fulfill even, right, the mahadrin min hamahadrin? If what is driving the mitzvah is only the element of chinuch. And that's the chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the name of Achronim, quotes the Magen Avraham and others, that maybe all that is necessary for the mitzvah of chinuch is simply, right, the ikar hamitzvah. But the levels of mahadrin min hamahadrin, of yom hayotzim, yom nechnasim, that is not necessary when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch. So again, perhaps one could disagree, right, on one of two grounds. Either that even chinuch would entail elements of hidur mitzvah as well, right? After all, Ritva writes in Sukkah Daf Beis that hidur mitzvah chinuch means that the mitzvah has to be performed behechsher gomer kagadol. It has to be done, right, behechsher gomer kagadol. The shir of chinuch for lulav is katna hayodeya linanea. Nanuim is not liyikuva. Now the Gemara writes some sachem adam zayin midag bein afik bei. All you have to do is pick it up minimally in your yotze. But chinuch demands the mitzvah b'shlemusa. So perhaps one could argue that that could even apply to hidur mitzvah as well. And then one perhaps could go a step further and argue as follows. Even if, generally speaking, one would argue that hidur mitzvah, right, does not necessarily apply to chinuch, that it doesn't mean that you have to fulfill, right, the lulavna, the sukkana, the shofana in terms of the chinuch, but perhaps one could argue that that's quite different when it comes to Ner Chanukah, where it's not just the broad halacha of zakei levanveihu, but rather, if this is part of the takana of Ner Chanukah, even if one should assume that hidur mitzvah in general is a mitzvah klalis, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that is part of the kiyum, and therefore, more so, chinuch would apply to mahadrin min hamahadrin, even if it doesn't necessarily apply in all the cases of the brisa of lulavna, sukkana, and shofarna. Right? Again, these are indications that perhaps hidur mitzvah have the characteristics of, right, in a certain extent, the mitzvah itself, like the rasameach, the need, even for an ani. And even if this is not true when it comes to hidur mitzvah generally, at least when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that would be the case. And that shuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Simin Yud Gimel. Rabbi Kiveger quotes the view of Eliyahu Rava that you make a bracha of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah on hidur mitzvah. Even if this would not be the case generally, we mentioned the Ramah writes, when you're chozer al hatzitzin she'ein makpin es hamila, you don't recite a bracha of al hamila. But yet, the Rava writes, you do recite a bracha of lahadlik ner on cases of, right, mahadrin min hamahadrin. Right, if a person, for example, is mentioned lit in air and realized he forgot to go ahead into light, so the old rabbi writes, no problem. He still has to fulfill mahadrin min hamahadrin, and you can recite the bracha of lahadlik ner chanukah, right, on mahadrin min hamahadrin. Not because there is a ruah that this is lachar asiyasa. This is over asiyasa of the hidur mitzvah. So chiddush, the hidur mitzvah has a bracha, and the bracha of the hidur mitzvah is the bracha of hadlakas ner chanukah. And this may not be true when it comes to hidur mitzvah generally, but certainly when it comes to ner chanukah, one could argue this is true. And therefore, one could perhaps suggest that when it comes to chinuch, that which is considered to be part of the gidrei hamitzvah, right, not just simply cheftzina, but inherent to the mitzvah, in such a case, that would be required even in cases of a katan as well. Regarding the brachos that are recited in ner chanukah, you know, the Gemara tells us, that the first night the three brachas are recited, and subsequent nights two brachas, as you know, are recited. The nature of the second, the third brach, however, is somewhat unclear. The brach of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, right, that's something which is obvious. That is a birchas hamitzvah, and that must in fact be over lasiyasa. The only possibility of doing so afterwards is the rezaruah, or the selio rabba, or maybe to argue that this is still called Meshech Asiyasa, because you still have to fulfill, right, the Mahajin, Mahajin, Min Mahajin. But the Bracha of Lahadik, that certainly is considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, that's clear of that. If the Bracha of a person is not lighting, he would not recite the Bracha of Lahadik. What about the Bracha of Shasanisim and the Bracha of Shefianu? There the Gemara says the Chiddush that Haroeh Mevarech Shtayim, that even if a person is not lighting, one is homeless, but if he perceives the Ner Chanukah, he can recite the bracha of Shel Sanisim and the bracha of Shechiyonu. Exactly what does that mean? Perhaps one could still argue that the bracha of Shasanisim and the bracha of Shachiano are also inherently linked to Ner Chanukah. It's just that, as we discussed, there are different kiyumim of Ner Chanukah. There's the Maisa Hadlaka, there's the Pirsum Hanes. We discussed the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rashba, whether there is any mitzvah Hadlaka independent of Pirsum Enisa. If it's Lachar Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, right, the Rambam said that don't light anymore, because after all, the Zman HaMitzvahs come to an end, and the Rashba writes that's not true. Even without any Pirsum Enisa at all, still, there is a mitzvah Hadlaka. Here you see, possibly as follows, that even if there is no Maisa Hadlaka, but Haroeh, but the Roeh Ner Chanukah, that also is considered to be part of the Pirsum Hanes, and therefore he can still recite the Bracha on Ner Chanukah. Maybe one can argue no. The fact that Shasanisim and Shachiano can be recited even without a Hadlaka, perhaps those are indicators that those Brachos are not on Ner Chanukah at all. When you look in the Shultos and Shulta Chavav, the Shultos writes that the bracha is Yomed de Yisrachesh Nisa li Yisrael. The Shultos writes, what is the nature of this bracha of Shasanisim? Right? Simply, on a day in which a nes occurs, one is obligated to recite a Birchas Hodah. The simple understanding of the Shultos is that it is not directly related to Maisa Hadlaka, nor necessarily to the Pirsumei Nisa of Ner Chanukah, but rather that Yomad Yisraches Nisa Yisrael. And in fact, if you look in that Gemara in Shabbos, that Chok Yimol, the Meiri writes a very great Chiddush that Haroe Lav Davka. The Gemara says, Hamadlik, he recites three brachos, Haroe Mevarash Daim. The Meiri writes, Roe is Lav Davka, just simply, right? That's the Metzias. Even if a person doesn't have a home, he doesn't have a place to light, but he's going to see the Ner Chanukah. But that's not a clear condition. A person is absolutely by himself. He doesn't see Ner Chanukah at all. Then Miri still writes, he recites a bracha of Shasanisim. After all, that bracha is Yomed de Yisrachesh Nisa li Yisrael. And in fact, the same perhaps is true when it comes to a Birchas Shachiano. Shachiano is recited two different times. Shachiano, the Ksugi and Sukandaf Menvav, is on a Maisa HaMitzvah. Mitzvah which is Asim Mizman Lizman. Infrequently fulfilled mitzvahs that warrants a bracha of Shachiyana. But then you also have the bracha Shachiyana on Kedusha Sayom, the Gemara Erev and Adaf Men, Yom Kippur. No mitzvah Sayom, but you recite a bracha of Shachiyana. So here as well, you don't have the classic Kedusha Sayom, but certainly there is a Chaloshem Yom, there's an elevated status of the day, of Yom Yisrach, Yish Nisan Yisrael. And in such a case, one could argue that there's a twofold purpose of the bracha of Shachiyano, just like the Shachiyano Sukkis night. It's on Kedusha Sayom and the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The same thing is true when it comes to Shachiyano as well. And that's exactly why the Gemara says that if a person, right, is not madlik, he can still recite the bracha of Shachiyano, not necessarily because Shachiyano is on the mitzvah hadlaka, but re'iyah. Thereby, one is considered to be bichlal ha-mitzvah, but no, simply because it is, again, Yomad Yisrachesh Nisan Yisrael, and maybe even without the re'iyah itself. A person can recite not only the bracha of Shasanisim, but the bracha of Shachiyano. If you look in Tosas and Sukkah, Daf Memvav, there Tosas asks, right, a somewhat unusual kashan. Tosas is bothered that why is it when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Chazal or Kovei, a bracha for the Roeh? And why isn't that true when it comes to other mitzvahs? On other mitzvahs, you don't have a Birchas Re'iyah. So why is it only when it comes, for example, to cases like Ner Chanukah, this in fact should be true? So Tosfos suggests that maybe it's because Chazal realized that there's certain people, unfortunately, who are homeless, and they don't have a Makom Hadlaka, and therefore Chazal, right, were misakin that they also should have, right, the chelik in the mitzvah to be able to recite the bracha. And then Tosfos asks an unusual kasha, but if that's true, what about mezuzah? Right, the person who does not have a home is not chayv in mezuzah, so he doesn't put up a mezuzah. But there's no bracha that the Roeh would recite. So why is it that here one would go ahead and do so? The whole kasha of Tosfos is somewhat unusual. One lechora could simply argue, and that's that next teretz of Tosfos, and that is, what do you mean? The bracha of Shasanisim was instituted al-Hanes. So therefore, of course you recite the Birchas Hodah on the Neis. Why don't you recite a bracha such as that on mezuzah? Because the mitzvah's mezuzah was not, right, instituted, right, on the Neis, as you find when it comes to Chanukah and Purim. There we say Afein Habosu HaNeis. Only in those mitzvahs, when we assume Afein Habosu HaNeis, then there's a bracha on the Neis. These two Deis and Tosos, right, seem to reflect this issue. If you assume the bracha is on, as the Shultos writes, Yom HaNisrachesh Nisa LiYisrael, so the whole Kasha Tosos doesn't begin. Well, obviously, it applies in Yom HaNisrachesh Nisa LiYisrael. Why doesn't it apply to other mitzvahs? That's not the nature of other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are not a hodah al anes. Why doesn't it apply to mezuzah? That, of course, it doesn't apply to mezuzah. Tosfos seem to be assuming, right, in the kashin, the first teretz, of one who doesn't have a home, and therefore Chazal wanted to accommodate him with a bracha, that, no, these are two tiers of the mitzvah itself. There's the asiyas ha-mitzvah, the maisa blaka, and then there's the re'iyas ha-mitzvah. And therefore, Tosfos envisions that if that's true, right, that could extend even to other chiyuvim as well. But again, if one should assume that simply like the Shultos, Yom HaNisrach HaNish HaYisrael, so the whole kasha doesn't begin. Only when you have such a day, you're obligated to say the bracha of Shasa Nisim, right? It's not a bracha on Re'iyah. The Mirror writes Re'iyah is Lav Dafka, right? It's simply a bircha soda on the Neis. Even if one assumes it's a bircha soda on the Chaloshem Yom, very often the bracha and chaloshem yom will be incorporated, right, into an asiyas mitzvah. So therefore, it's recited at the time of the re'iyah itself. In fact, if you look in Maseches Sofrim is found in Perek Chav. Maseches Sofrim writes a very fascinating chiddush that the bracha of Shas Anisim is not recited over asiyas. The bracha of Shas Anisim is recited la'achar asiyah. We're so used to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, recite all three brachas, and then go ahead and light. The Maseches Sofrim says, no, that's not the case. You recite the bracha of Ahadlik, of course, and then you light. The Maseches Sofrim continues, and you say Haneros Halalo. And then after Haneros Halalo, then you recite the bracha of Shas Anisim. A chiddush that the bracha of Shas Anisim is La'achar Asiyasa. And the Maseches Sofrim indicates that the Sipur Hanes should precede the bracha of Alanes. At Mashal Ma'adav Adoma, maybe even more than just a Mashal, what do we do with the Seder night? No, you have the entire Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Sipur Hanes, and that's when you have your bracha of Asher Galanu, the bracha of Alanes. The bracha of Hanes is something which is done afterwards. Right? We recite the bracha of Haravis Rivenu, or the Birchas Hodah on the Neis, after the Sipur Hanes. So the Maseches Sofrim writes, interesting chiddush, that only the bracha of Lahadik is over L'Asiyasa, and not the other brachas. The other brachas are La'achar Asiyasa, because after all, that is not related so directly to Maisa Hadlaka, as opposed to, right, the Hodah, right, that results from the Maisa HaMitzvah, and therefore Maseches Sofrim assumes that it's in fact La'achar Asiyasa. Rosh Levinchik had the following practice, that on the first night of Chanukah, he used to follow strictly the Mechaber, all three brachos, and then light. But on the remaining nights of Chanukah, Rosh Levinchik used to recite the bracha of the Hadlik, and then light a candle, and then recite the bracha of Shas Anisim. That at once it's over la'asiyasa of the Mahajim and a Mahajrin, but it's la'achar asiyasa of the Ikra Mitzvah to accommodate this view, right, of Maseches Sofrim. Where Maseches Sofrim writes that the Bircha Sada Anei should follow, right, the Maisa HaMitzvah. And as mentioned, the Maseches Sofrim even maintains that Hanei Rasololu is recited even before then, in order to have that concept of a Sipur Hanes. The Magid Mishni even writes the following Chiddush, according to the Rambam Shita. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, Halachas Chanukah, the Magid Mishnah writes that it would appear from the Rambam as follows. Let's assume Hidliko Olav B'soch HaBayis. Don't forget the Rambam Shita, right? Is Kamen Eros U'Madlik, right? Not everybody was lighting individually, even Mahajim and Amahajim. So Kamen Eros U'Madlik, so the Baal Bayis would light communion on Shebeso. So what happens in that case? Right, the Baal Bayis lights, right, the Rambam's case, he lights his 80 candles last night at Chanukah for everyone in the household. Magen Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam, now you, B'shas Re'iya, should recite the bracha of Shas Anisim. And the Rashba questions, the Rashba in the Sugya, Avchav Gimel, is that really true? The Rashba writes that, Lo matzinu yatzi dechavasa umavarech. Where do you see a case that a person fulfills the mitzvah and then he recites the bracha? If he likla b'sel beso, right? At 5 o'clock at night, right, the balabayis lit, you were yotze with his hadloka. That's the Rambam's mahadra v'na mahadra, kamenu sumavet. So you weren't there, but you were already yotze the mitzvah. So now you're going to recite a bracha of Shas Anisim Lavoseinu. The Rashba again is assuming that the bracha of Shas Anisim relates to the mitzvah, Sner Chanukah, not to Yom Edisrach HaShnisu L'Yisrael. So the Rashba writes as follows, if a person does not have a home, so his kiyum in Chanukah is al yedei re'iya. So he recites the bracha of Shas Anisim. There you couldn't ask the kasha, where do you see Yatsi de Chavasa Umavarech? He wasn't Yatsi de Chavasa. But the Rashba writes, how can you compare it to a case of Hidikolav de Sochabayis? Right, in that particular case, one was already Mekayim the Mitzvah. And where do you see the Bracha, which is recited afterwards? No, Pashem Shat, the Rashba is assuming that that Bracha relates again to that aspect of the Mitzvah. What is the Rambam Shita? Poshav Shav, one could argue, according to the Rambam, like the Maseches Ofrin, right, that very simply, in that particular case, that one would be Yotzei, but you can still recite the Bracha on Yom Edi Yisrachish, Nisa Yisrael, but that Bracha could still, in fact, be recited. It's not a stira to assume that one was already Yotzei the Mitzvah, but one can still recite a Bracha on that aspect of the Hadlaka. And so perhaps even that, Kash and Teretz, of the Rashba and the Rambam, they could reflect again the two different ways of understanding the role of the bracha of Shas Anisim, and perhaps there are two kiyumim in the bracha of Shachianu. Shachianu perhaps relates as the Shachianu Sukkos night to the Maisa Hadlaka, but also relates to the Chaloshim Yom, even if a person, for example, would not be lighting, would not be seeing, but nonetheless, as the Shultas writes, that bracha, in fact, is warranted. Part of the chiyuv of Pursum Anisa, right, means obviously that the Ner Chanukah must be something that is readily visible, something that is apparent. And that is why the Gemara writes that you cannot have a Ner Chanukah which is Gavol Amal Me'esrim Amo. If the Ner Chanukah is too tall, so therefore Lo Sholta Be'ena. Right, obviously this is the Din D'Rabbanan, but the Din D'Oraisa, Sholta Be'ena, this is the first Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. When it comes to a sukkah, the Gemara gives three reasons that you cannot have a sukkah which is gavol l'mala, me'esrim mama. And one of them is simply because, as Rabba says, the pasuk of kiva sukkah so shafti, right? And as such, you have to be able, in the normal range of vision, to be able to see the schach of the sukkah, to see the ner Chanukah, and without that, a person would not be yotzei. So therefore, the Din D'Oraisa is sukkah, by extension, it applies to, right, cases of Ner Chanukah as well. The fact that this is a requirement of Ner Chanukah, the concept of Sholto Be'ena, and if not, one in fact is not Yotze. When it comes to both sukkah, as well as when it comes to Ner Chanukah, is this halacha a psul in the Chefte Shal Mitzvah? That it is not considered to be a sukkah kshera, it's not considered to be a kosher Ner Chanukah, if it is gavola malam esrim ama, part of the requirement in Cheftza is that it has to be nita on the pirsum, or perhaps one could argue not necessarily, right? That this is not a sukkah psula, but rather simply, this is, right, a kpeda in the kiyum mitzvah sagavra. That in terms of kiyum mitzvah sagavra, the maisa hadlaka, the mitzvah yeshiva, it has to be in such a way that sholta beina. And if not, the person would not go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah. This is a machlokes on a level of daraisa when it comes to sukkah, right? And this is also relevant when it comes to Ner Chanukah with the following nafkamina. If you look, for example, in Tosus and Sukkah and Daftes, Tosus quotes the following machlokes, right, Rabbi Yotam and Rabbi Yeshaya, regarding that sukkah which is gavoa lamala me'esrim amah. That sukkah is quite tall. What does the person do? So Rabbi Yotam writes as follows, the Chiddush, that, you know, you don't have to remove the schach. The schach inherently is not considered to be schach posel. You have, if you want to, obviously you can, but all that is necessary is to create a lower level of schach. So if you will go ahead and just simply have a lower level of schach, you can let that schach, which is the malam esrim amar, remain. And the Rush quotes in Siman Gimel at length the Shita of Rabbi Yishaya that writes that how in fact can that be? No, after all, if you have schach posel, you cannot just simply go ahead and place schach kosher underneath schach posel, but you have to remove the schach that is posel. And just like you can't use shvudim shel barzel for schach, you cannot have schach which is gvola mala mesrim amo, right? That is considered to be schach posel as well. Choshev Shat, that's the machlokes, right? Between Rabbi Yotam and Rabbi Yishaya. Rabbi Yishaya clearly assumes that the sukkah is considered to be sukkah psula. The schach is considered to be schach posel. Rabbi Yotam maintains that no, the problem, the deficiency is in terms of kiyum mitzvah sagavra, and that is lo sholta be'ena. If you could solve that problem of sholta be'ena, and then ena chinami, right? The sukkah you can use as a mitzvah and a mufchar. So by having a lower level of schach, now obviously, it is sholta be'ena. The Rush links this to a further machlokes. The Rush there in Siman Gimel cites the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Dalet that writes that, you know, if you have schach that is too tall, you can lower the schach. Well, that might be hard for you to do. Another answer is simply to go ahead and to raise the ground level, to make an itztavah, to have a platform. If you go ahead and position the platform in the sukkah, in such a case now, the schach is considered to be within reach. So therefore, in that particular case, how exactly does that help? If now you have the sukkah which is within Esrim Amma. So Rashi writes a very great chiddush in the sugi and sukkah and Daf Dalet, that once you have the itztava positioned properly in the sukkah, and that means that the itztava is zayin by zayin, it has a sheer sukkah, and it's samach l'defanos, you can even sit, Rashi writes, a great chiddush, in the area outside the itztava as well. That's the chiddush that Rashi writes. This will not only rectify the area of the sukkah, right, on top of the platform, but it rectifies the sukkah in its entirety. And Rabbi Yishaya raises, how can that be? Let's say, for example, you have an overhang. Good, and you have part of the sukkah which is sukkah ksher and part which is a sukkah psula, obviously. You can't sit under that part which is a sukkah psula. So therefore, how can Rashi maintain that the itztava is going to help in that particular fashion? L'chora, this is exactly this issue, that Rashi Shita is similar to that of the Rabbi Yotam. That is, that l'malam yisrimam is not considered to be a sukkah psula. It is a sukkah ksheira with a problem, a deficiency of lo sholta be'ena. That problem can be solved. That problem is solved by creating a new level of schach or by creating an itztava. And Rashi's chiddush is when you have the itztava be'emtza ha-sukkah, it's almost as though that itztava serves as a marker for sholta be'ena, a great chiddush that Rashi assumes, based on the sukkahs later, of a pesel ha-yotzim and ha-sukkah, right? And that will rectify the sukkah in its entirety. This is only possible if you assume that the malam esrim is not considered to be a sukkah psula, but rather it's a problem of sholta be'ena. And therefore the Russian Siman Gimel links these issues, right? The issue of Rabbi Yishaya, right, against Rashi and against the Shita of Rabbi Yotam. In fact, if you look, this Stipler discusses here in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, why don't we assume that itztava is a problem of tasa v'lo min ha'asui? No? A sukkah has to be built as a sukkah ksheira. So how can you go ahead and erect the sukkah and then go ahead and place a platform? How, in fact, can that be? Well, if you assume as Rabbi Yotam or as Rashi Shita, the question doesn't begin. No? The sukkah is a sukkah ksheira b'cheftza. It's not similar to a case where a sukkah is indoors, then you demolish the building which is outside of it. You build the sukkah under the tree, and then you go ahead and cut down the tree. The sukkah b'cheftz is a sukkah ksheira. That is called a proper asiyah. To rectify the problem of sholta be'ena, that is not the psula tasav lo min asay, but the tzasav discusses at length. Right? What about according to the view of Rabbi Yishaya? If it's really a sukkah psulia, you're going to have to suggest some kiddush and tell someone else to allow the itztava to be created. Perhaps they have to say is following that the avir that is some of the stuff, that's the stipler suggests, that was not problematic. What was problematic, so to speak, was the lowest area of the avir, which was keneged hakarka. The upper level of the avir, right, that was in fact fine. And therefore, right, that is considered to be almost as a proper asiya. It's not tasa and asli simply to raise the ground level. It's not that there was a psul that is being rectified, but rather simply the avir, which was somuch l'schach, right, was never the problematic portion of the sukkah itself. But no doubt, some chiddush that one would have to suggest in order to resolve the tasa of lom and asli issue according to the shita of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. This machlokes is true midaraisa when it comes to sukkah, but it's also relevant when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. The Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel discusses the issue of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Is that hanlaka osa mitzvah? Or do we assume that no, that's hanacha osa mitzvah? And the Gemara's maskani is, you know, that in fact it is hadlaka osa mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly, but Rashi writes that the reason hadlaka osa mitzvah is because of dumya de mikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, that certainly was a mitzvah hadlaka, and therefore, since Ner Chanukah is dumya de mikdash, therefore, that's one of the parallels to insist that hadlaka osa mitzvah. The Gemara says one afkamina is that the bar chiyuva has to go ahead and light. If it's lit by a cheresh shel tibakata, right? You're not yotzei. It's not a kosher Ner Chanukah because hadlaka osa mitzvah. The Gemara says the nusach habracha of the hadlik ner. Isn't that an indicator that the nature of the mitzvah is hadlaka osa mitzvah? Right? So it's an important yisod, the Gemara writes, that the birchas hamitzvah in its nusach is not just technical, but that reflects the hagdaras hamitzvah. Tosus raises such a kashni yivamos. Now, Tzadim Abeis, Tosus said a very great chiddush. When it comes to tzitzis, right, the maisa levish is not the mitzvah, but rather it is wearing the garment, the shet techase b'kvar. So Tosus says that's very difficult, that chiddush, because the nusach habracha is lihis atein. And if that's the nusach habracha, that indicates the mitzvah is atifa. The mitzvah is levisha. You can see from the nusach habracha, right, the very essence, the nature of the mitzvah. So if the nusach habracha is lahadlik ner, that's an indicator that hadlaka osa mitzvah. And then the Gemara puts forth the following rayon. The Gemara says, let's say you have a kesha of ashashis. You have, right, a very large kli full of shemen that was lit. Rashi says it was lit last night as an Ner Chanukah. Tosa says it was lit l'tzarech Shabbos. You need illumination during Shabbos. So you're going to light Friday night in such a way that the Ner is still going to be burning Shabbos afternoon because you're going to rely on this for light. So the case of Ashashis, again, Rashi says it was nikfa as an Ner Chanukah. Tosa says that no, it was utilized as an Ner Shabbos. And all of a sudden, Haisa Delekes Motzei Shabbos. Comes Motzei Shabbos. It's still burning. So what do you have to do in order to use it for tonight's Ner Chanukah? So the Braisa says the following. Mechave umadlik. Extinguish it and relight it. Mechave umadlik. So the Gemara says, that's a raya that hadlaka osa mitzvah. Why is it a raya hadlaka osa mitzvah? The Gemara doesn't say what first comes to mind. The Gemara says, if you assume hadlaka osa mitzvah, of course, mechabe umadlinko, good, put it out, relight it. But if you assume hanafa osa mitzvah, this is the chiddush of the Gemara, you require much more than that. Mechabe umagbia umenicha umadlinko. You need four steps. We would have said, l'chora first glance, now, if you'll hanacha osa mitzvah, don't extinguish it at all. Just pick it up and put it down. Do a maisa hanacha. The Gemara says, no. If you'll hanacha osa mitzvah takula, all you have to do is put it out and relight it. If you hold hanacha osa mitzvah, you have to put it out, then do a new hanacha, magbia u'minicha, and then u'madlika. A chumra of hanacha osa mitzvah. Right? So Tosfos is very bothered. What do you need all that for? No, the top Tosfos is Nafchav Gimel. The Gemara just should have said, if you don't have Nafchos a mitzvah, don't put it out. Just do a new Maisa Hanacha. So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. You see from the Gemara that even if you hold Hanachos a mitzvah, Hanachos a mitzvah of what? Of what? B'cheftz, it has to be an Ner Chanukah. You can't be magbia an Ner Shabbos. You have to be magbia that which b'cheftza is a kosher ner. A kosher ner. So that's why Tosfos says, everyone agrees, mechabo madika, you have to create, right, a Ner Chanukah. B'cheftza. And there are two different nuskalas. Right. Ner Shel Chanukah or Ner Chanukah, two yourselves on the Gemara. No. Ner Shel sounds like Litzorich. No, you're having illumination for the purpose of Chanukah. Ner Chanukah perhaps addresses, right, Bechefta, so to speak, it's an identity. No? Ner Chanukah. And Shabbos, the Gemara says the Ikar Mitzvah Shabbos is simply Oneg Shli Yikoshel Be'etzim Vavanim. So the term the Gemara uses again is Lahadik Ner Shel Shabbos, the Yerushalmi. No? Shel Shabbos. That's the Nusach of Rabbeinu Amram, what we use. No? Here, when it comes to Chanukah, right? Asli Shtami Shli Ora, Domi Demikdosh, it's a concept inherently that it has to be that which is a proper Ner Chanukah. So therefore, that's exactly what Tosfos writes. Everyone admits Mechabu Madlika. If you hold Hanachos and Mitzvah, that's not enough. You have to do more. You have to do a Maisa Hanacha. This, no doubt, is true the way Tosfos described the case. Right? Tosfos said the case of Ashashish was, it wasn't an Ner Chanukah at all. It was an Ner Shabbos. So you can't do a Hanacha on an Ner Shabbos. You have to do a Hanacha on a Kosher Ner Chanukah. That requires Mechaba Umadlika. Even if you assume as Rashi, that you know what, you put so much oil in last night. Last night's Ner Chanukah is still burning. Apparently, you have to assume, according to Rashi as well, that even if you assume Hanachos HaMitzvah, you can't just do Hanacha. But that's not considered to be Bechefza Ner Chanukah. Last night's Ner Chanukah. No, this requires, right, a new form of Asiyah. That it has to be, right, a Ner Chanukah. So Tosfos says the following Chiddush. Regardless of what you hold, Hanachos HaMitzvah, Hanachos HaMitzvah, clearly, mechavu umadlika. If you hold hanachos a mitzvah, why mechavu umadlika? Because the mitzvah is hadlaka. If you hold hanachos a mitzvah, the reason mechavu umadlika is not because of the mitzvah is hadlaka, but you have to create the cheftza shel ner. That's Tosfos's chiddush. So if you look in the Rama writes the following chiddush in Tofrei Shainav. That's where the Rama quotes this halacha. That you cannot have an Ner Chanukah which is l'mala me'esri mama. And what happens if you lit an Ner Chanukah l'mala me'esri mama? You'll tell me, oh, it's no good? No problem. So I'll lower it. So I'll just move it down a little bit. Remember, that's no good. If you light an Ner Chanukah which is l'mala me'esri mama, so in such a case, right, you're not yotzei. You're not Yotze even if you lower the Ner. Why? What's wrong with that? Here the Rama writes a Chiddush that you don't find in the Gemara. Here the Rama writes, because Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. That halacha, that if you have in Er Chanukah L'mala Mesri Mama, that you cannot simply just lower it, that is based on Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. If you were to hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with lowering that Ner. And the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Zayin quotes the Marshal that disagrees, maintains, what do you mean? This is a halacha psuka. That you cannot go ahead and light the Ner Chanukah l'mala me'esri mama and lower it. And this is not dependent on our issue of hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. Even if you assume hanacha osa mitzvah, one cannot go ahead and do so. So that's a fascinating machlokas. Machlokas, the Rama and the Marshal. If you hold Hanachos a mitzvah, is there anything wrong simply with lowering the Ner Chanukah from L'mala Mesrim to L'toch Esrim? L'chora, right, this could fit right, with what we discussed in Sukkah, the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Natam against the Shita of Rabbi Yeshaya. What was Tosus' biur? When it comes to the concept of hadlaka, if you hold hadlaka as a mitzvah, good, obviously, that's the maisa ha-mitzvah, hadlaka. What is the purpose of hadlaka if you hold a mitzvah simply to create the chefetz of the Ner Chanukah? And that is necessary even if you hold hanacha osa mitzvah. So the question is the following. When I lit the Ner Chanukah, l'mala mesre mama, the chefetz, is that a Ner Chanukah? Or should I argue that no, that's not true? Even b'cheftza, that's considered to be a Ner Pasal. According to Ben Yeshaya, Schach l'mala mesre mama, that's a sukkah psula. Boshub shat, if you're going to have your Ner Chanukah, which is l'mala mesre mama, that Ner is a Ner, which is Pasal. You can't do a Hanacha on a Ner, which is Pasal. That's exactly what Tosus said from the Sugya of Ashoshis. Right? If you have your Ner, which is Ner Shabbos, you can't do a Hanacha. You have to have that which is a Kosher Ner Chanukah, even if you hold Hanacha osa mitzvah. Poshub shat, that is the explanation of those who disagree with Ramah the Marshal. That even if you hold Hanacha osa mitzvah, you can't do a Hamaisa Hanacha on a Ner, which is possible. Why did the Ramah assume that no, this Halacha is Dafka Aliva da Hanacha osa mitzvah? Poshub shat, one could argue that fits in very well with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, even the Malam Esra Mama, the Cheftza, it is Kosher. It's not considered to be schach pasul. It's a problem in terms of kiyum hamitzvah of lo shalta be'ena, but the cheftz of the schach is considered to be that which is kosher, and therefore istibah is not tasam anasui, and therefore you can go ahead and raise the ground level. You can create a lower level of schach. The schach is kosher. The ner is considered to be that which is kosher. If the ner is indeed considered to be kosher, so perhaps that point then, that if you lower it, that is considered to be sufficient. And therefore, the halacha that one cannot go ahead and lower it, right, all of that is simply because hadlaka osa mitzvah, right, that lachor is part of, right, that machlokas between the Ramah and the Marshal, level the Rabbanon, but b'kein daraisa, right, of this instance, in terms of what is considered to be the psul of lamala me'esri mama. So again, what you find is a din daraisa when it comes to the case of sukkah. Right, so that can apply here as well regarding the case of the Ner Chanukah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here now. Tonight, maybe we'll discuss some of the hashkafa of cases of Chanukah. You can take a look. There are beautiful pieces that the Netziv has. In the Emek Dover and Harchev Dover at the very end of Nasa, the beginning of Balosa, and the role of Neros, of the menorah in the Mikdash, what in fact is supposed to represent the radiance of the Torah Hashem, the difference between the Aron, right, as opposed to the menorah, and how that is supposed to reflect, right, the very essence and purpose of Ner Chanukah. Okay, so stop a little earlier and then.